coast to coast and floorboards to shingles. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Happy home improving, everybody. Enjoying this beautiful summer weather. We hope you are. And we hope that maybe you're spending just a little bit of it taking care of your house and that you'll let us be a part of that project. You got to help yourself first, though, by picking up the phone and calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974. Well, summer is here, and while that means a season of grilling, chilling, and sunshine, it also means it's hurricane season. And you know, hurricanes affect millions of homeowners who live, of course, along the Gulf and Atlantic coasts, but they can also lead to flooding and high winds anywhere in the country. We're going to help you get prepared with the right tools before the storm strikes.
Yeah, and as long as that weather does cooperate, you're going to get to spend a lot of time on your deck this summer, but are you sure it's safe? Now, Tom Silva from This Old House will be along to talk about deck safety, and he's going to share how you can give your deck a checkup.
And today's This Old House segment is presented in part by Philips. Philips makes products that can save money in all of your lighting fixtures. You can see what light can do at Philips.com.
And also this hour, you know, it's a catch-22. You want to let natural light into your home, but all that sun can also raise your cooling bill. We're going to tell you about a way to let the sunshine in but leave that heat outside.
And one caller to the show today is going to win Lutron's Serena Cellular Shades. Now, these are beautiful shades. They're remote controlled and they're battery operated, so it couldn't be easier to install them. There's no wiring required for the installation. And they're perfect for summer because with one touch, you can control light and privacy. It's a prize package worth $500, but it's going to go out to one caller that reaches us with their home improvement question. The number is 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Tanya in North Carolina is on the line with a door question. Tell us what's going on. You've got some rot in the framework.
The threshold at the bottom is coming up. I guess it's rotten under there. It's got to be taken out. And then about a foot up on each side of that frame, it's rotted out. So do I have to take out the whole frame and put a new one in, or can I just cut that off and replace that at the bottom?
Okay, so Tanya, I think you're talking about, when you say frame, I think you're talking about the door sill and the door jamb. Is that correct?
Right.
Not the framing of the wall.
Yeah, whatever the door fits in. Yeah.
Okay, so that's the door sill and the door jambs. And the best way to replace the door is to cut the entire door out, including the sill and the jambs all the way around, and then install a pre-hung exterior door. So, you know, down in North Carolina, for example, you can go to a Lowe's and buy a Benchmark door by Therma-Tru.
Mm-hmm.
Good quality fiberglass door, all pre-hung, pretty easy and straightforward to install that. And you won't have to worry about it rotting out because it's fiberglass.
Oh, okay.
You don't try to repair the jamb or the sill that are heavily rotted like that. You just tear them out. The easy way to do that, by the way, is to remove the trim off of all sides. And a contractor would use a reciprocating saw to basically cut the nails between the trim and the frame of the house.
Uh-huh.
And that door will pop out in like 5 minutes.
Okay.
I mean, it's really easy to get it out just with the right tools.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
Now we've got Kirk in California on the line who's dealing with a patio issue. Tell us what's going on.
I have a 1974 house, and in the back I have a patio that I believe was probably poured in the 70s too. It's about approximately 20 by 14, cordoned off into about six quads, separated by 2x4s. And under the eaves, with a little bit of rain we get, and along the main walkways, it's kind of getting worn down a little bit. And I wanted to know how to preserve that.
Okay, so first of all, in terms of the patio itself, if the surface is wearing off, you can use an epoxy patching compound on that surface. You know, Quikrete makes a whole bunch of products that are designed just for that. You want to make sure you choose a product that's designed to stick to concrete and one that's designed to be a patch, because if you try to use any type of just regular concrete or mortar, it just won't stick well. It might look good for like a week and it'll start to chip and break apart. So you want to use one that's really going to adhere very, very well.
Okay, but how about with the epoxy? Will it still give it the original look?
Actually, if you do it to the whole patio, it'll look like a completely new patio. It will be actually quite attractive. You can get it in different colors as well, okay?
Okay, I'll try that. Okay, thanks so much.
All right, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com. Well, it is the first official weekend of summer. We hope you are enjoying that beautiful weather wherever you are in Money Pit land. Pick up the phone and give us a call because we want to help you with all of your home improvement projects right now or 24 hours a day. Give us a call at 888-MONEYPIT.
888-666-3974. Well, it's also officially hurricane season, and a good time to talk about how to protect your home from severe weather no matter where you live. We'll tell you how after this.
Hey, this is Mike Rowe from Dirty Jobs, and I've just been told that Tom and Leslie might have a dirtier job than me. I find that hard to believe, but then I heard they work in a pit. Yeah, it's a money pit, but still filthy.
888-MONEYPIT.
The Money Pit is brought to you by Bostitch, professional quality hand tools, pneumatic and cordless nailers and staplers.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show. We are so glad you've joined us today. Give us a call at 1-888-MONEYPIT with your home improvement question. If you do, you might just win a fantastic prize because we're going to give one away at random. It's the Serena remote-controlled cellular shades from Lutron. Serena shades are a really easy way to upgrade a room at a super affordable price. The shades are battery-powered, so there are no wires to run.
That's right. You know, they use regular D batteries, but an innovative technology actually allows the shades to run on the same battery. Forget this, 3 years. Yeah, that's amazing. I mean, considering, you know, sometimes windows are out of reach and you might not be able to access that battery often. So that really is fantastic. Now, you can raise and lower the shades from anywhere in your room with just the touch of a button. And the shades start at a very affordable $299. But our winner today gets $500 worth of Serena shades. Now, they're really so pretty, you've got to see them to understand what we're talking about. So head on over to their website right now. It's chooselutron.com for all the information. And give us a call right now at 888-MONEYPIT for your chance to win.
888-666-3974.
Now we've got Jenny in Kentucky on the line with a tiling question. How can we help you?
I wanted to know if I could put my ceramic tile right down on top of my linoleum, because when I watch all those DIY shows, it looks like they put some type of mat underneath the linoleum or underneath the tile, and so I thought I could save that step and just
No. No, nice try, but no, not quite so easy. You have to put down a tile backer. And so you can, you know, you can put a tile backer down on top of the linoleum. You don't have to tear the linoleum out. Of course, it all builds up and it all counts in terms of thickness, but you have to put a tile backer down first. And then you could put the tile on top, the ceramic tile on top of that.
Okay. So, but I don't need to tear it up.
If you've got the clearance, Jenny, meaning in your kitchen or wherever you're putting this, you've got room, you know, with the toe kick of your counters, I mean, of your cabinets and your dishwasher and your refrigerator to add the extra thickness of that tile backer, the adhesive, and then the tile, then absolutely you can go right on top of the linoleum. But if it seems like, you know, that inch to 2 inches is going to get tricky, you might need to rip up what's there.
Okay. Thank you.
You're very welcome, Jenny. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
Well, June signals the start of hurricane season, and it only takes one hurricane to cause major devastation. Millions of people, even those inland, can face severe weather at a moment's notice. Hurricanes can spin off tornadoes and flooding and really just about wreak havoc anywhere in the country.
So the best way to protect your home is to be prepared. The first thing to do is to put together a storm-ready toolbox. What's that? Well, it should include a staple gun and some plastic sheeting for starters, because that will help you slow down major leaks and also protect your belongings if the rain gets inside. It's also a good idea to have a caulk gun at the ready, and check this out. You want to use silicone caulk for this purpose. Now, generally, we don't recommend silicone for a lot of things, maybe short of caulking your bathtub, but you want to use silicone in this situation because it can be applied even when the surface is wet, which, of course, is going to happen if your windows start to leak.
Yeah, and you know, perhaps most important, a good flashlight. You've got to have one, and maybe one like the 3-in-1 LED tripod flashlight from our sponsor, Stanley. It's great because it's got a hands-free tripod design, so if this is your only light source in case of a power outage, you're really all set. But you can also use each flashlight separately, which is great for members of your family to move around the house with ease. And the lenses are shatterproof. The heads are multi-directional. You can swivel them up to 120 degrees. You've got to check them out because they really are the coolest flashlight. They've saved Tom in like 101 Boy Scouting emergencies, I've got
to say. We did take them to a major camp out. And tell you what, it's the best way to light the inside of a tent to boot.
Seriously. So check them out. You can learn about the Stanley 3-in-1 LED flashlight at MoneyPit.com today.
888-666-3974 is our telephone number. Give us a call right now with your home improvement question.
All right, now we've got Jamie from Connecticut on the line who's looking to stain a deck. How can we help you with that project?
I know right now there's a lot of innovative ideas out there, and I'm just wondering if there's something I can use on wood that I can afford to do it with.
Now, are you looking for something that's going to give you a color or just be clear? When you say natural, do you mean what it's made from or a natural look?
Either or, clear or color.
Just cheap.
Right. I'm gonna pressure wash it first.
Okay.
And, bring it down to the wood. But I'm looking for something that is really affordable because, obviously, the price of everything is outrageous.
Oh, it's crazy. Now, depending on what you put on there is also going to, you know, factor in greatly how often you're going to have to redo this. And probably the most natural thing that you can use would be boiled linseed oil, and that you would just coat onto the surface, but you're going to have to redo that. How often on a horizontal surface, Tom?
On a horizontal surface, I think every 5 years.
Yeah, even with the boil, that's great. Because you know, when you put it on a siding, you're looking at 10, 15 years, which is great.
Yeah.
But once you get on a surface that you start walking on, and you want to make sure that you use boiled, because if you don't, it's never going to dry.
Okay, now, when you buy it, it says boiled or
it says
it doesn't,
boiled,
right?
Linseed oil. You do not You don't have to boil your own. It's already
okay,
boiled.
I've heard of linseed oil, but I didn't hear it called boiled linseed oil.
Yeah, boiled linseed oil. It'll say that right on the can.
Okay, now, if I stain the deck, say, with just a regular stain you pick up at the hardware store, that's still going to have to be done every 5 to 10 years, right?
Yep.
Yes, but I believe the cost is going to be much greater for a stain.
Exactly, yep. Okay, well, that sounds good. That confirms one thing that someone has told me, that is something good, and it will help preserve it.
All right, well, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Jenny in North Dakota, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Hi, I'm calling to see how we can permanently remove some lilac bushes.
You're not a fan of lilacs, I guess, huh?
Well, it's not the idea of not being a fan. It's just that they were planted too close to the house.
So why don't you transplant them?
Is that possible?
Absolutely. I mean, Jenny, if I could tell you the countless times as a child that my mom would, and even to this day, my mom, if seeing a beautiful blooming lilac bush or tree in the cover of night, would make one of myself or my sisters or herself hop out of a car and pick other people's flowers. I'm like, tell me where you live. I'll take it. Give it to my mom.
Yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong. I love the aroma. I love the trees. They're just right in, and they're obscuring the sunlight that's coming through the picture window.
And that's why they're doing so well, because they love the sunlight. But you can absolutely transplant them. You just need to dig, you know, a diameter around the root ball and then dig under and just scoop it up and stick it somewhere else.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I guess that would help.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Michael in Illinois, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
I had standing water in my basement last Monday.
Okay.
About four inches worth. After 3 or 4 days, I started noticing mold was popping on my walls.
Okay.
And I started ripping off the trim around my walls, and there was this black mold covering everywhere.
Oh, boy. That's not good. First of all, I would stop right away and make sure you contact your insurance company, because if this is the result of a storm, which that's what it sounds like it is, in other words, it's not ongoing, it's a point in time and current occurrence, then you very well may have, and I say may, not for sure, but you may have insurance coverage.
I don't.
You don't have homeowners insurance?
I have homeowners insurance, but they do not cover mold.
Yes, but they probably cover water damage.
Water damage, yeah.
I've been calling them every day, and they said that inspectors are too busy to come out right now.
What do you mean the inspectors are too busy? That's crazy. Here's what I want you to do. You pay these guys good money to be, you know, your insurance company. They're telling you they're too busy to look at it. I want you to contact a private insurance adjuster. Private insurance adjusters work on a commission basis. They are specifically trained to deal with insurance company hassles. The things that bothers me about insurance companies is that they make the filing of the claim, as you're experiencing, so painful that they hope that you will just go away and save them a lot of money. But a private insurance adjuster will work with you. They'll know, based on the type of policy you have, what's covered and what's not covered. They will help you put together a claim reflecting exactly what's covered and for the most possible money that you're entitled to, and then see that through to collection with the insurance company. I would not do this yourself until I exhausted that issue. I mean, these guys are not going to cost you anything except the percentage of what they get from the insurance company. It's well worth it if you find a good one. You might want to call your insurance broker and see if they have any private adjusters that they can recommend, or check with your friends, your family, you know, check Angie's List, check Service Magic, check some of those online review sites. Find a good insurance adjuster and file the claim with them. Now, aside from this issue, I will tell you that the reason the basement flooded is most likely because of the grading and the drainage outside the house. You've got too much water that was discharging near the foundation. It might be that the gutters were clogged. You don't have gutters. The spouts are too close to the corners. You got to fix all that up. And this way you won't have a problem that crops up the next time.
Okay.
All right. Good luck with that project. And thanks so much for calling us at 888- Money Pit.
Daryl in Iowa is on the line with a patio question. How can we help you with your project?
Well, I have a paver walkway from my driveway to my front door, and it's about 6, maybe 7 years old, and all of a sudden last summer it disintegrated.
Wow. Mm.
So, here where we live, we have four distinct seasons pretty much, but I didn't use salt. I never have. I don't know. That's what I want to ask. Is there any kind of a sealant or protectant that we could put on that to enhance, to help it a little bit? Or
no, not really. Now, when you say disintegrated, do you mean the concrete surface is disintegrating?
No, the thing just went by like mush.
The brick just fell apart?
Yes, the brick, yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Like completely, through and through, not just like the colored layer on the top.
Okay, let's put it this way. Probably half of them are mush, and then the other half are just the skin on top has come off. Yeah, you might say that.
Here's what I suspect. I suspect that because of the most recent winter that occurred before this, they may have gotten very, very wet and then froze. And in doing so, they would have expanded and cracked internally, which made them very weak. And, you know, add to that the expansion and contraction of, another few months of weather, and they can start to really show that and actually start to fall apart. That's the only thing that I think would make sense that happened here. There is no repair for that, but because they're pavers, you know, you should be able to replace them. Are they all deteriorated, or is it just certain ones?
No, it's pretty much the whole walk. The whole walk, you just, no more than I could save, I'll just go ahead and redo it. But in doing that, then I wonder if there's any way I can help it or not, really.
Now, you shouldn't have to. I mean, how old was that walk now?
I'd say like 6, 7 years old, maybe 7.
Yeah. Typically, you don't put any kind of sealant on them. You just don't. So I would replace it with concrete pavers.
Yep, that's it then.
Okay. All right, Daryl, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show on air and online at moneypit.com. Well, before you head out to the deck with your family to catch some rays, make sure that deck is a safe place to actually be on. Coming up, Tom Silva from This Old House will tell us about deck safety. And today's This Old House segment is presented by new Trex Enhanced Decking, now in stock at the Home Depot.
On the Money Pit Radio Show.
The Money Pit is brought to you by Liquid Nails. For top jobs, demand the extraordinary strength of Liquid Nails brand heavy-duty construction adhesive. It bonds a wide range of materials, indoors and out, for a job done once, done right. Learn more about Liquid Nails brand heavy-duty construction adhesive at liquidnails.com.
Where home solutions live. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we hope you like us on the radio, but now it might be time to like us on Facebook. It's a great way to get the best home improvement advice anytime you want. Plus, you will also learn about our exclusive weekly prize giveaways. You can get instant access to the newest Money Pit shows, articles, and videos, and priority access to ask your question here on the radio show. Just go to MoneyPit.com and click on the Facebook logo.
Well, the weather is getting nicer, and soon you'll be spending more and more time on your deck. But before you get ready for your next season of outdoor living, it's important to make sure that the deck is in good shape.
Well, that's right. Now, we've all heard the horror stories of deck collapses, and a good checkup will tell you if you've got anything to worry about. Here to tell us how to do just that is our favorite contractor, Tom Silva, the general contractor for TV's This Old House. Welcome, Tommy.
Thank you. It's nice to be here.
Nice to have you here as well. Let's talk about deck safety. I mean, every summer it seems that we hear the same story. It's a party, you know, somebody's invited over 40 or 50 of their closest personal friends, and a tragedy ensues. How do we make sure that doesn't happen to us?
It's how true. 40 or 50 of your closest friends, see how much weight is put onto that deck. And
sure,
if it's not built structurally strong, it can collapse no matter what. But what you want to look for is signs of rot. And I always look at, first of all, you look at the decking itself. That's usually a sign, because a lot of people aren't going to get under that deck to find out about the structure. Mm-hmm. They're going
right.
to say, hey, you know, these floorboards look a little worn.
Right.
They look a little rotted. That's a sign right there. And then you got to start looking at how it's connected to the house. There's a ledger board that the joists are connecting to the house. What's the condition of that? Usually signs at the top edge where it meets the deck. You may have some rot in there that you got to look out for. Take a screwdriver and hit it, poke it, just like you're looking for a rotted sill in a house.
Now, that's a good point. A screwdriver really can be one of your best rot-detecting tools.
You should know. Yeah.
All the years I spent as a home inspector, I used to wear the tips off of those screwdrivers.
Absolutely.
Just because it really does tell you whether the wood is good or not, because it can look perfectly fine from the outside.
Right. Very deceiving, especially if someone's put a coat of paint on it or a stain or whatever. It can hide it. But also look at your supports, where they are connected at the bases. A lot of time they'll rot in the center. If there's a bolt or a fastener that runs up the middle, there's no protection there. And if the deck isn't a good pressure-treated material, or it's just regular conventional lumber that hasn't been sealed, you've got a short life.
Now, the flashing is also real important, because that's what separates the water from the wood, correct?
The water from the wood, and also the house connection. It keeps that connection nice and clean. Because if water is going to get in between that flashing and the ledger, you're going to rot the ledger, but you're also going to rot the house. And you're not going to see that from the outside. So you got to make sure that the flashing is really solid.
Now, when you're inspecting that ledger point, can you actually see the flashing there, or is it so encased behind it that it's anybody's guess if it exists?
It depends on what type of flashing they used and how they seal the flashing. Lots of time people will use an aluminum flashing on a piece of pressure-treated wood, and that's going to rot anyways on its own. And then they put nails through the flashing, so you've just defeated the purpose of the flashing. So you've got to really look and inspect it and hope, you know, poking around with that screwdriver will really solve a lot of problems right up around there.
We're talking to Tom Silva from TV's This Old House. So first we have to check for rot, then we have to check the flashing. The fasteners are also very important, too.
Absolutely. Look at the fasteners, look at the hangers, look at the connection where the posts or supports are to hopefully the footings. And if you see any signs of rust at all, it's usually a sign that there's a problem somewhere. Maybe the wrong fasteners were used, and, you know, you got to look into it.
And what about the railings and the banisters? I mean, they really take a ton of abuse, especially if you've got a fairly high deck. How do you make sure that they're maintained?
Well, again, you want to look at the connection where the railing hits the post, that connection there. You want to look at the balusters, usually the sign, the way the balusters are connected to the railing at the bottom. You may see some signs of deterioration or rot there, or the wrong kind of fasteners. So if you check your railing, you can give it a gentle kick at the bottom to see if there's any loose movement there, and if there is, get on it, get it fixed.
Now, speaking of railings, a lot of times we have decks that were built many years ago and the railings were actually quite low. It's a good time to take a look at the height of those railings as well, isn't it?
Yeah, railings were 26, 29 inches high. They look
That's
great.
That's low.
Yeah.
Yeah, historical houses, but think about it. Back then, nobody fell off the deck.
Right.
You know? But the building code today is now 36 inches. Some people like 42. I don't like the look of a 42, but if you're up three or four or five stories, higher is better.
Mm-hmm. And what about the spacing? It almost seems to, you know, keep them closer together so that kids and pets can't wiggle their way through.
That's the idea. You don't want a 4.5-inch ball to go through the hole of that railing or the space, any space at all, because you don't want a baby to climb through it or a dog or a pet.
Now, aside from the structure, if we're looking at the floorboards, we just find that they're badly splintered. I think a lot of folks think that because you have pressure-treated wood, it's not going to deteriorate, but that's not true. Sun can really do a number on it. It can splinter it. It can become uncomfortable for the feet. Any quick tricks to fix those boards?
Well, you're right. You hit it right on the head. Pressure-treated wood still needs maintenance. People don't think it does. It gets large checks in it. Lots of times it won't rot. Sometimes you can get a defective piece, and it will rot. But you should keep some stain on it. You should keep something in there protecting that wood. I don't care if it's pressure treated or not. It still should have some protection on it. And if it's too far gone, you may have to cover it with another product or basically replace it. Sometimes you can take it, flip it over.
Great advice. Tom Silva from TV's This Old House, thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit. This is a really important topic and something that you really should be doing at least once a season, correct?
Absolutely. Right after the winter.
All right. You can catch the current season of This Old House and Ask This Old House on PBS. For your local listings and a step-by-step video on deck maintenance, you can visit thisoldhouse.com.
And This Old House is brought to you by Lumber Liquidators. Lumber Liquidators, hardwood floors for less. Well, with all the beautiful weather we have this time of year, it is time to let the sun shine in. But when doing so, you also want to keep the heat out. We'll tell you a way to do both after this.
The Money Pit is brought to you by Behr Premium Exterior Weatherproofing Wood Stains and Finishes. Formulated to restore, beautify, and protect decks, fences, and siding year-round. Behr is available exclusively at the Home Depot, where you can visit the new Exterior Wood Care Center, built to help you find the right products and colors for your project. For more information, visit BEHR.com.
You live in a money pit.
The Money Pit is brought to you by Lutron Dimmers and Sensors. If you want to change the look of a room, install a Lutron C.L dimmer. It works with all bulb types and only takes about 15 minutes to install. For easy upgrades with big impact, choose Lutron. Visit ChooseLutron.com.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Pick up the phone and give us a call at 888-MONEY-PIT because one lucky caller who gets on the air with us today is really going to get a chance to win a great prize. We are giving away the Serena remote-controlled cellular shades from Lutron. And Serena shades, they're an easy way to upgrade a room at a very affordable price. And here's the coolest part is that the shades are battery-powered, so no electrician, no wiring, nothing required except the simple installation process. I mean, they're great shades at a great price.
Yeah, and you know, thanks to the work of some really smart engineers at Lutron, they've developed a really innovative technology that makes these batteries last 3 full years. Now, I can't get a flashlight to last 6 months. They've got these battery-powered shades lasting 3 years, so you can raise and lower the shades from anywhere in the room with the touch of a button. And they come in different colors and textures. They start at a very affordable $299, but one winner today is going to get $500 worth of Serena shades. You got to check them out online. The website is ChooseLutron.com. They're absolutely beautiful. Or pick up the phone right now and give us a call at 1-888-MONEYPIT for your chance to win.
Well, this is, of course, the first official week of summer. And, of course, one of the greatest parts of summer is all of that darn beautiful sunshine. But there is one problem. I know you're thinking, how could there be a problem with sunshine? But seriously, how do you let all that sunlight into your home without raising your cooling costs? Now, the experts at Therma-True, a proud sponsor of the Money Pit, have a great solution. They make beautiful side lights, you know, those windows that could be installed on either side of your front door. Now, the side lights that Therma-True makes are made of low emissivity glass, or low E, which you may have heard for short.
Yeah, and if you're not familiar with low E, what it basically does is uses a special coating to reduce the amount of infrared radiation that's transferred from the warm pane of glass to the interior cooler pane. So if you put in the side lights, not only do you get a beautiful addition to your entryway, but you can also let in the maximum amount of sunlight, but keep all the heat out. You can visit Therma-True.com to check out all the different styles and the different glass that are available for the side lights. I have these doors on my house. I've got side lights, and they are really, really beautiful, and they work very well, and we don't really have an issue with heat getting inside.
Now we've got Jane in D.C. on the line who needs some help with an eco-friendly rug. Tell us what you're looking for.
I am in search of a type of rug or rugs that one can safely have installed in their home. And it's not toxic or as toxic as the present ones we have.
Yeah, you know, it used to be that we look forward to that new carpet smell.
Right, exactly. You know, exactly.
Now we know that it's bad for you. So, yeah, I mean, there are lines with all major manufacturers that are low VOC products that have reduced those odors and made them safer for us to take inside our homes. The organization that creates standards for the carpet industry is called the Carpet and Rug Institute. And the Carpet and Rug Institute has an indoor air quality testing program that is kind of like an Energy Star sort of thing where you have a seal. It's an icon that has a CRI inside like a small greenhouse. And if you see that icon on the carpet, you know that it meets their standards for low emissions. And that's something you can learn more about at the Carpet and Rug Institute website. But besides that, the other thing that you want to do is try to have the carpet delivered a day or two before it's installed so that it can be unrolled in outside and aired for a bit, or perhaps in the garage or a place like that. That's important. If there's any gluing that has to be put down, you want to make sure that you use also low VOC adhesives so you don't have any adhesives that are contributing to the VOC problem in your house. And I think manufacturers like, I think, Shaw has made a name for themselves with environmentally friendly carpets. Mohawk is another brand that I know has those types of carpets.
You know, and when it comes to padding, you might want to use the felt padding instead of any of the rubber padding that they might have.
Okay, what do you call that padding?
Felt padding. It's just a standard carpet padding. That, of course, you know, cannot be used below grade. But, you know, airing it out is very important. I remember when we were putting wall-to-wall carpeting in my son's room when I was pregnant, we had the installer, you know, roll out the piece and keep it in his, you know, shop for days and days and days and days.
I remember my mother used to air certain things out when they came back from the cleaners.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. That's right. So you took the bags off and let them air out a bit.
Exactly.
And essentially, you're going to do the same thing with the carpet.
Yeah,
and
that's
I think
what
that
I'm
will
picking
make it,
up from you. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it'll be much more comfortable. That plus the fact that carpet today, if you search for the right time, the right kind with a CRI seal on it, is going to have less VOCs to begin with. Okay, Jane?
Oh, okay. Thank you so very much. I really appreciate this. I've been waiting and waiting, you know, to get this information.
You're welcome, Jane. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show on air and online at moneypit.com. Hey, just because it's summer, that doesn't mean that you should ignore your chimney. In fact, this is the perfect time for maintenance. We're going to tell you how to seal around your chimney to stop those leaks after this.
888-MONEY-PIT.
The Money Pit is brought to you by Liquid Nails. For tough jobs, demand the extraordinary strength of Liquid Nails brand heavy-duty construction adhesive. It bonds a wide range of materials, indoors and out, for a job done once, done right. Learn more about Liquid Nails brand heavy-duty construction adhesive at liquidnails.com.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And it's the season, Leslie, the season for grilling. And if you're in the market for a new gas grill this year, you want to make your backyard the gathering spot in the neighborhood, MoneyPit.com should be your first stop. Just search how to buy a gas grill to get tips on finding the perfect one for your space. That's live on MoneyPit.com, how to buy a gas grill.
That's right. And while you're online, you can head over to the community section and post your question, just like Jackie from Kentucky did. And Jackie writes, what should I use to seal a leak around my chimney? I'm worried whatever I choose won't be fire resistant, and I don't want to spend a fortune.
Well, first of all, you don't have to worry so much about the fire-resistant issue if you do this correctly. Now, very often, chimneys will break down and leak, and they leak at the intersection between the roof and the chimney itself. So the solution to that is basically to replace the flashing. Now, many people will simply go up there and tar that junction. But guess what? The tar doesn't bend, and the chimney and the roof are going to expand and contract at different ratios. And essentially, that becomes sort of like a movable joint between the chimney and the roof, and the tar will simply crack, even if you gob it on, which too many people do. So what you really should do is to have a roofer come in and put in new flashing. You want base flashing and counter flashing. Base flashing goes under the roof shingles and up against the side of the chimney, and counter flashing goes into the mortar joint on the chimney and then folds over it. So that becomes sort of the movable joint. It will expand and contract and ride along with the roof no matter which way it wants to go, and it will keep the water out permanently. Now, it might be a case that you have this already and maybe one piece of it got loose or fell off. That's something to look at. Hopefully that's the case. Maybe it's a less expensive repair. But we always encourage people to properly reflash chimneys, because this way we know it's going to be fixed and it'll be good to go. And you won't have to worry about this every single year.
All right. I hope that helps, Jackie. Now I've got one from Matt in Texas who wrote, I have a red brick home. The water from my sprinklers has been hitting an exterior wall and has left a kind of white foggy residue. How can I get that off? You know, that's really simple to get rid of, isn't it?
Yeah, that's mineral salt deposits. So when you take water out of the ground for sprinkler systems, or even if it's a public supply, very often there's minerals in that water. And when the water hits the brick, the water evaporates and it leaves those salts behind. So as a result, you're going to get that kind of grayish white look to the brick. So here's what you want to do. You want to mix up a pretty strong solution of vinegar and water. White vinegar, that is. You can buy that by the gallon. It's not very expensive. Mix it up about 50-50 with water. Put it in a pump sprayer, like a garden sprayer, and saturate that whole area. Now, the vinegar will react with the salts to release them, and you should be able to rinse that right off, and you'll be good to go.
And it vanishes like instantaneously.
It does. It does.
I mean, it's going to be maintenance and redirect your sprinkler heads, but you'll see it comes right away. All right. Now, Joe in New York wrote, I live in a home that was just built in 2002. I'm noticing the wood floors in the kitchen are starting to bend. The planks look like they are cupping. How do I keep this from happening?
Yeah, you know, that's tough because you have high humidity in that space. Solid wood floors are just not the best choice for kitchen. Next time, think about using engineered floors instead.
Mm-hmm. And with so many styles, you'll really find a beautiful engineered hardwood that's meant for a high moist environment.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show. Happy first week of summer, everybody. We hope we've given you some ideas, some inspiration perhaps this hour to help you get started on your home improvement project, or perhaps dig out of one that you already got started and maybe didn't exactly go in the direction that you intended it to. If you have questions about your projects 24/7, we encourage you to visit our website at moneypit.com. Or remember, you can always post there to the community section or pick up the phone and just call us at 1-888-MONEY. Pit. Our lines are open 24/7. Our screeners never sleep. 888-666-3974. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
You live in a money pit.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.